Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is, of course, myself, Wizard That Guy. I'm not alone. I'm always here with some really cool people. This time around, I am with Simpiwe Pedros. And we really just, you know, just having a really cool day today.
We're having a session, bro, I have to say. Like, and, you know, we haven't really eaten today, you know? It's
man,
been real, bro.
Sucks.
We've been all over
you
the place.
You just made me realize I haven't eaten anything. Oh, no.
But that's the life we're living, dog.
Now I feel really bad about my life and my physique. I have not eaten anything. I really realize it.
I want to ask you a question, though. How's your back doing? Because yesterday you were seeing flames with the back, but it seems like you're alive now, bro.
Yeah, it's been a day in my life. Let me just say, first of all, I like to play some background music while I just tell you about my life. So, I mean, one of the things that has really been a challenge is that, I mean, the seminar is coming up. You know, your body really just starts to go into a bit of a stress zone. You
tension,
know,
when, Baba.
Yeah, tension. Yeah, because, I mean, everything. I'm out here designing posters. I'm out here laminating things. I'm out here going to interviews. I'm out here, you know, doing so much. Hey, call this, call that. Hey, sponsor. Hey, this. Hey,
yeah.
You know, you try so many things, and then your body really takes a, you know, it takes a toll on your body, these type of things.
And it's not even time for the seminar yet, dog.
Yeah, like, so yesterday, as I arrived in studio, all of a sudden my back started to cramp. It just, like, started to really, really get painful. And I just lost it like that the whole night.
Mm.
Jeez, it's only now that it's, you know, starting to calm down.
Yeah, man, that's a beautiful thing, dog.
Like, I can still feel it, though. Like, my brother tried to give me a massage from hell. It was not a massage. It was more like it feels like I've got wounds on my back.
Battle wounds. At that time, you haven't even gotten to war, dog. It's still the preseason, you know? You're still preparing yourself.
Because
night's going to be real. Like, it's going to be real. I'm excited, bro. Like, I always think that, and I always realize that this is bigger than us. We're pushing purpose and passion at the same time. And those are the two catalysts we need for leadership in our country. Because we're going places, man. This is just a beautiful time to be alive. And it's awesome to be part of the youth of South Africa and doing what we're doing. Because we're learning from the most, bro. The people that are doing the most. And they're doing the most at the seminar this Friday, bro.
Yeah. No, it's pretty exciting. If you don't know about it yet, it's Young Leaders Seminar. It's happening on Friday. Starts at 6 o'clock. You need to get there at 6 o'clock. And the actual thing will just kick off, I think, at 7 o'clock. So the good news is that we've got Gareth Cliff coming. We've got Smoo. I personally, somewhere in the back of my mind, think Smoo is the black version of Gareth.
Yeah.
And Gareth is the black, white version of
Smoo.
Yeah. It just feels like it. So we got the yin and the yang today. and we'll have them. We'll also have the amazing Hlubi, the renegade. You know, Hlubi Mboya, who's also, you know, a co-host on Future CEOs with Gareth Armstrong. So we have both of them coming through as well.
Mm.
And they're also going to be forming part of a panel discussion. We also have Ayanda MVP. Now, she's a radio presenter currently. She started off at Tux as well. You know, and I mean, she's also, you know, she's climbing the ladder. That's another thing. We don't just want people who have climbed. We want those who are climbing, because those who are almost about to climb can learn a thing or two from those who are climbing, and then, you know, also learn a thing or two from those who have climbed.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what we're going to be trying to do.
And the powerful thing is that we're pushing authentic conversations. We want to redefine the narrative of African leadership, bro. And who better to learn from the people that are going through this journey, bro?
Yeah.
We're all going through this journey, and we can learn a thing or two from each other. And it's not about us or positions and titles, but rather you doing your part to serve the nation and being a leader in this nation and this continent.
Yeah, and I must say I'm really, really grateful for everybody that, you know, come on board. We've got an amazing team who have really just sacrificed their time and energy to making sure that this thing works out and that it goes really, really well. So SO to all of them. They're part of the tribe of superstar leaders. And if you are part of them, then you are a champion.
Mm.
And we also have a lot of people who are volunteering their time as well.
And they're growing in numbers.
And everything.
They're growing in numbers.
Every single day we get an email, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. People saying, hey, can I volunteer? Hey, can I do this? Hey, can I do that? And it's just amazing to see the words really come to life. I remember we had a gentleman here
It feels like a couple of years.
It makes me feel like I've been here for a long time. Like a year ago or so, we had a certain gentleman here, and he said that, you know, imagine if your car was stuck on a highway, or someone's car was stuck on a highway, and you were driving past. The one guy's just pulled over. He's not putting on his hazards. He's just chilling inside the car while it's raining. Are you going to stop your car to go and investigate? Why are they stopping next to the road? Chances are you're not, unless you're a police officer.
Yeah.
But when you see someone outside the car, pushing the car uphill, the car is stuck, but he's trying his best. He's pushing the car uphill and it's raining and he's alone. Chances are you're going to say to yourself, shame, man, when is he ever going to get to where he's going?
Don't.
Clearly, this person really needs to get to where he's going. Let me step out. Let me stop the car. Let me try and help, you know.
Mm.
And that's the type of thing that sometimes that we are now seeing, that as the ship is moving, as things are moving, people start to come closer and say, yeah, hey, man, we like that you're moving.
So
let's help you out somewhere, yeah, some way. Yeah.
I think people want to help those who are helping themselves, bro.
Yeah.
You need to put in some action. You need to put in some work. People need to see your desire and hunger through your action.
Yeah.
Let your life speak for itself, man. People need to see what you're doing with your life, and then they'll jump on and assist, bro. Because it's honestly bigger than us. You know, you're pushing. You're trying to get to a place so that people can see what needs to be done to move forward, right?
Yeah.
But you will never be able to get there if you don't believe in yourself. How will people ever believe in you if you don't believe in yourself, you know?
No, that's very true.
So yeah, man, just start. Do the most, man.
Yeah. I remember having a conversation with Timothy Maurice the other day, and he was saying that, you know, in life you need to define who you are to people, and you need to have, you know, various fears. It's okay to have various fears of you. And this is going to pretty much what I'm about to say next. What he told me is going to touch into why be involved in an NPO. You know, at the beginning, it sounds like such a scary concept. You're not getting paid. You're not making money. It's a non-profit. So why are you doing it? Like, how are you sustaining yourself then if you're doing such a thing?
Mm.
Well, the cool thing is, as Timothy would say it, you have, let's say, I have three different Wezas, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Weza that owns this company, WTG Media House, that does all the things that it does, you know, the voiceover artistry, the videos, and all sorts of products and services the company offers. And let's say I own that company, or I call. So that's one side of you.
Yeah.
That's when someone says, hey, tell me about you. That's one of the things you can say.
Mm.
Then there's Weza Inc., he called it. And this would be me as a person, not the company, because the company, I can make someone else run that.
Yeah.
But me as a person, I'm always going to be me. And whether this is now MC work, whether this is brand ambassadorship, whether this is, you know, whatever you represent, whatever you're representing as Weza Inc., that's now you. And then the third one is how you give back. And then people need to know you for how do you give back. And then that body now is, you know, unplugged and in charge.
Yeah, bro.
It is the work we do as an NPO. We host seminars, and you know, that's the other side. So normally when a person meets you, you have to show them your cards, all three of them,
yeah,
and say, well, this is me. And then whether they met you through business, or maybe whether they met you through the NPO work, from there they would say, oh wow, I would really like to partner with you
in
these two fields that you are in. So I want Weza Inc. and I want philanthropy. Or someone else will come and say, no, I want Weza as in the company that you have. I want to work with you on that basis. And maybe they meet you through one of them, and then they, you know, they get introduced to the others. So it's really good to, you know, have that broader picture and just have your life figured out.
So basically being a holistic person, right?
Yeah. Being a holistic person, and then knowing the categories yourself, so that when someone says, because before this conversation I had with them, I would really have a hard time selling myself or just saying who I am. If I meet someone and they say, so tell me, what do you do? I'm like, oh, shucks, I do so much, bro. What do you want to know about? That's not the right way to do it. Yeah, because you need to sell yourself. So sell yourself in the three quadrants really quickly. And then after that, people can decide which one of them they want to partner with.
Which is very powerful, bro. I think it's something that's really important. I remember having this discussion earlier in the day. I think we were talking about how we as the youth tend to focus on wanting to become famous or making money. But we need to shift the view and realize that that you're more than that, eh? So this is something that's very powerful that allows you to completely brand yourself in the way that needs to be branded, that appeals to people, that makes you relevant. Mm. Because relevance and influence is what we need, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, bruh. So it's deep times out here, bruh. We've got to shift that focus, you know?
Yeah, no, it's really cool that, you know, people like Timothy are out here, you know, saying, okay, young kid, let me show you the way. Let me show you what I've done. And how you can go about it. And it's really something that needs to be out there. You know, you always hear about people having role models or having mentors.
Yeah.
And you think, where do I get a mentor? I remember just a few months ago looking at Destiny Man, and I saw this competition where you can get Timothy Maurice Webster to be your mentor, and you have to like enter all your details and this and that. And the deadline was on that night, and it was in a few minutes, and I thought, ah, man, shucks, I don't know if I don't even have all the attachments with me right now. I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
So what I decided was, oh, well, let's not just leave it.
And then the opportunity.
And then what happened is, not long thereafter, while we were on Cliff Central, boom, we interview Timothy Maurice just one day here. Okay, cool. Interview done. Yeah, yeah. And then a little while later, you get featured on, you know, on this Destiny Man magazine that you were thinking about. And then a little while later, you know, Timothy comes through and says, hey, man, I would really like a meeting with you. Wow. You want to meet me? Like, not the other way around. So now I am sitting here at the Slow Lounge in Sandton, just me and him, one on one. And he's talking to me about life and about everything, about where my life is going to go, and just trying to figure out my life and trying to make sure I have my life figured out.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was a free consultation. Really.
Those are priceless moments.
So I felt so honored, you know, to have that chance to just sit and talk about me. Like, I was like, what? You really just want to talk about me? And, you know, a little while later, he contributed and wrote an article about Unplugged and In Charge.
Mm.
So this is absolutely amazing, and this is part of that trusting the journey type of thing. It's really just something amazing.
I think the powerful thing behind that is that you allowed your work to speak for itself, and something that, if that's very rare nowadays, people are trying to catch attention by being controversial on social media, or trying to be snug somewhere else. But in essence, we need to, the only way you'll ever be influential is really by being yourself, embracing who you are, and letting your work do the speaking for you. Let your life speak for itself, and work hard, work damn hard to allow your life to do great things for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something very powerful, and that's how you take it to the next level out here in this thing called life, Baba.
Yeah. Wow. It's really just been an amazing journey, and I think there's still more to go, but it's just something unbelievable.
Mm, definitely, bro.
Wow. Well,
I'm enjoying this journey, bro. I'm really enjoying this journey. It's an exciting time. What a time to be alive.
What
bro.
A time.
Yeah.
To be alive. Yeah, no, it's really something else. Mm. So I'm happy. I'm happy where life is going. I'm happy with everything. I'm hoping you're happy. You must choose to be happy. Wednesday is Woman Crush Wednesdays, right?
I choose to be happy on a Wednesday.
You must still hashtag choose to be happy, even though it is a Wednesday. So, I mean, quite a lot of really cool things still to come up. We're going to chat right now to someone really, really cool. This man is a CEO of a major corporation. You don't want to miss this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. All right, so it is Weza Matomane standing in for Kelman on CliffCentral.com. I'm not alone. I'm also here with Simpiwe Pedros.
Oh, as always, bro, Simpiwe Pedros.
I thought you wanted to say that yourself. I was like,
I know, I saw you had it.
Stole your thunder.
You had it on lock, dog.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Lock. I trust.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be chatting pretty soon to a gentleman who he's a CEO of a major corporation, as I like to call him. I hope this is going to be on Skype. Producer Cat, is this Skype or is it telephone? All right. Oh, okay, cool. So it's better than that. So because we actually are honored to have the gentleman join us in studio today. So this is going to be big, guys. It's going to be really big. I'm hoping you're ready because, I mean, a gentleman like this hardly ever comes around. It's hard to get, you know, influential, big people like what we're about to get right now. And, You have anything you want to ask the man? Should I ask him for you? What do you want to talk about?
Hey, bro, I think there's a lot to ask, man. There's a lot. How do you get to the top? How long does it take you? You need to ask these questions, Reza.
Yeah, because I want to get to the top.
Yeah, dog, we need to get to the top and then break the top and get to a higher level. That's how we need to do. We need to stand on his level and break through the roof, dog.
And break through the roof.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. So he's going to tell us exactly how to break through the roof. I'm looking forward to it right now. I'm hoping you're looking forward to it as well.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Panda, panda, panda. Well, I know how much you love this song, but no, I'm not going to give you this song right now. A little bit later. Right now, of course, I did mention that we gotta have some really, really amazing people coming and joining us in studio right now. We got a gentleman right here who is absolutely fantastic. I'm actually inspired by just reading just 10 lines about this man right here. So I'm pretty excited at this next conversation. By the way, this is Weza Matumane. I'm standing in for Ari on Kelman. He's not here this week, actually today. Let me just say today rather. But hopefully he is recovering wherever he is. I'm here with a gentleman who is, it's Jerry, right?
Jerry
spelled with a G.
With a G.
Yeah. I have friends who've got funny names. Like what was his name? He also had a Jeffrey. And I said, hey, Jay. And he's like, no, who are you calling Jay? It's Jeffrey with a G. So sometimes these things do confuse some of us. All right. How are you doing, sir?
Good. And you?
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit about Mr. Thomas. Where did he grow up? Tell me about, we want to know before we get into how the cake looks like. We need to know what ingredients bake the cake.
Okay, good question. So I'm actually a Zimba. I'm from Zimbabwe. Born there, schooled in Zim early on and then high school here.
Yeah.
But grew up in restaurants. My parents, that's all they did. So we've only known food, like you can see.
Yeah.
And so it's been food all the way. I studied law at university, believe it or not.
Oh, cool.
But I've been in the industry since graduating, and it's taken us 15 years to get to where we are.
Wow. Yeah. And why did you study law?
Why? Because that's what they said I must do when I was at school at the, you go for those aptitude tests.
Yeah.
That's what they said I must
and
do.
And then
so
they said
to them.
You were inclined to be a lawyer. They're like, no, he didn't answer wrong. He just lied. That's they make it. Him a lawyer.
That's it. I spun a story. And that's what,
yeah, interesting. This is very interesting because society often tries to push us in a certain direction and they think this is what's good for you. Go there. And then somewhere along the line, you decided that's not for you. How old were you at this stage and before you now went into what you really love doing?
Well, I just qualified, just graduated, and I was working in a retail setup, in a clothing setup when I was at university just for some extra pocket money.
Yeah.
And I think retail and, seeing things happen quickly was what brought me to this type of industry.
Yeah.
And why I say that is it's, you're interacting with customers all the time. It's a one-on-one type of game. And having grown up in the food game, I think the natural progression from a retail point of view was food retail.
Mm.
So that's how it all worked out.
Wow.
If I can remember correctly.
Yeah. I've heard some really wise men say the things that your passion sometimes lie in the things that you used to do when you were a kid.
That's it.
When you had no worries, before you discovered boys or girls,
when you're still in the pram. The pram, I remember being told that the pram was pushed into the restaurant and, I used to sit in the pram and then my parents used to carry on working. So maybe it was that, subliminal type of,
back in those days.
Yeah.
But now how did the family feel about, whoa, this man is, changing. We paid so much money. This was big bucks going into law. We thought you were going to be this amazing, advocate. And then you said, no, guys, that's not for me. I want to do what you guys were doing, but like bigger.
I don't think it was an issue. I don't recollect any type of issues in that regard. I think I just always had support in whatever I do whatever
amazing.
I did.
Mm.
So it was quite a simple type of decision and transition. Yeah.
Wow. And this type of support, not a lot of people have it really. So it's amazing that, you know, you had that type of support. And that's actually what's the ingredient to making sure that a person is super successful. Now, you became super successful.
Did I? Okay.
I feel so. So now we can fast forward your journey to when now you're starting now with, you know, all these, you know, it's in the food industry. It has to do with business as well. You're probably using some of the skills you learned in law, you know, now as you're trying to come up with these things as well. I hear rumors of intellectual property. Tell me about that.
Well, funny, you know, in my previous business that I was in and involved in, one of a couple of people, we were franchisors. So in other words, okay. We had our own concepts and we put them together and we had our ideas, and that intellectual property, obviously, we formalized.
Yeah.
And we had two brands that we used to franchise, and we sold that business 4 years ago.
Oh.
The intellectual property now that we are privy to is not ours. It's owned by Krispy Kreme in the States.
Yeah.
And it's intellectual property that's been going on since 1937.
Yeah.
So there's so much pedigree and heritage in that in this brand. And, I mean, if you think 79 years, they've, you know, what's come up and been conceptualized and what creates this intellectual property is quite amazing. But as it stands now, being franchisees and the South African exclusive licensees to this brand, we follow the intellectual property. We don't conceptualize it. We don't put it together. And we don't formalize it. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure being a man who knows quite a lot about the intellectual property side of things and how things get put together, because you've done quite a lot in that field as well, you would pretty much have an understanding why there are always these long lines at Krispy Kreme. Like I always see it's always packed. Every single one that I pass, there's always people. And I think to myself, what do they put in those donuts?
Look, we've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, when we researched this brand and we looked into bringing it into South Africa and Africa, we followed a lot of emerging market Krispy Kreme businesses.
Yeah.
And, it's quite an aspirational brand. It's people want to be seen in that brand. They want to be seen carrying the box and the
That's
packet.
True. And yes. Yeah.
Holding the coffee cup.
Yeah.
So we know, having a bit of industry knowledge here, that we're in a type of aspirational environment. We've got this growing middle class. You know, people have got access to information and they see what's going on out there. You know, you see the Simpsons eating Krispy Kreme donuts. So you just have to watch a TV program to see that, you know, there's an association. And obviously, I think, American brands in South Africa are well patronized.
That's true.
You know, you take it from a clothing, running shoe point of view, other American brands. So the food brand an extension. And I think the main reason why we've got lines is we've got a point of difference in our concept.
Yeah.
We're doing something different. We're bringing a unique donut into the market. It's a yeast-raised donut. And by that, I mean it's a very light donut. It's airy. It's not oily. It's not stodgy. It's got a glaze that's got a secret ingredient that we don't even know about. It's something different. And then we also different from a coffee point of view.
Yeah.
We got fantastic African beans that we blend, roast, and package locally in Johannesburg. So we've put a real South African and African slant onto that. We feel we do that well. And then we market it well. And you know, going into our stores is about buying the donut, but there's service, there's smile, there's sharing memories, there's creating joy, bringing people back, reinvigorating the brand, the products, getting new products out there, doing JVs with suppliers and well-known brands in South Africa. So we're constantly innovating in that. So we got to keep those lines there. We need the lines. So we hope we're quite confident it's going to continue. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Confidence.
That's it.
Wow. And it is amazing, because I mean, when I saw it for the first time and I thought, wow, what a line. Maybe they just opened. And then the next day, wow, the line's still there. Okay, maybe it's like rush hour time. And then an hour later, wow, the line's still there. It's like this, and I said to myself, you know, in Xhosa, amakwinya are like fat cakes, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking to myself, likwinya nje, like this is just, how could How could there be such a big line?
Yes.
But now it's amazing. Now, when you're telling me that there's secret ingredients here, the way that everything is made is different. Yes. And this is, you know, I think you even need to make an ad that goes, it's not just a donut.
It's not just a donut.
It's a Krispy Kreme.
And in fact, we've got to work towards donuts, not the word donut not being used in South Africa. If someone refers to a donut, they must refer to it as a Krispy Kreme, whether it's ours or someone else's brand.
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. You guys are going to be the new OMO, basically. Like,
OMO,
you know,
Hoover.
You know what I mean? Like, how people say Coke. I want a Coke. Which one? Fanta.
That's
amazing. Wow. I like that type of ambition. This is the type of things that I think even younger people should be aspiring to. Now, there's a couple of things in the pipeline for Krispy Kreme at the moment. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so we're on to store number 4, which opens on the 1st of August in the Clearwater Mall.
Da-da-da-dum.
So we're waiting for those lines that we have at the other stores. We're waiting for the sleepover, you know, the center's geared for us. We've got security, you know, bring your sleeping bags and tents out. And then obviously there's those fantastic prizes for those who line up.
Wow.
You know, from the first person in the line to the 100th person.
Oh, wow.
Free donuts on a sliding type of scale. So
what?
That's Clearwater. Then we move on to Sandton, and we've got another 3 or 4 stores to do before the end of the year.
Jeez, this is absolutely amazing. You guys have really grown in South Africa really quickly.
We've grown. The growth is, retail's also a real estate game.
Yeah.
And especially in a market like South Africa and Johannesburg, it's all about major shopping centers. So once you can get in and once you can get the location that you're after, you must go.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate to get the locations that we want, those high visibility corners, be amongst other tenants that we work well together and they bring clientele for us, we bring clientele for them.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going quickly.
Super fantastic. Now, let's say I'm a young person. I'm listening. In closing, your last words to someone who wants to sit on the chair that you're sitting on right now in 5 to 10 to 20 years from now. What do you have to say to that person?
I'd say for me, from a personal point of view, make sure that you are with the people and surround yourself with the people that you want to be with. And that's from the people that you're in business together with. The most important thing about a business is not about the brand. It's not about the donut that you're making or the coffee that you're making. It's about the people behind the business and the people behind the brand.
Yeah.
So associate yourself with good people. We've been fortunate from the team that works with us, from our whole partnership and our whole company structure to the team in the United States behind Krispy Kreme. We're with the right people. So go
Super
with the right
fantastic.
People.
Go with the right people, guys. Birds of a feather flock together. Thank you very much, Mr. Thomas.
Thanks
this is the CEO of Krispy Kreme, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much again for joining us. Hopefully you can come around. Next time you come, you know, we going to eat some donuts with a special secret ingredient. That's going to be good.
It is.
Super fantastic. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Well, that's pretty much all that we had time for today. It's been an absolutely great, great time. Thank you very much for joining us. Simpiwe, you still around, buddy? You still awake?
I'm alive, dog. You know, while he was talking about those donuts, I was just imagining them myself biting, taking a bite out there. Cause I'm hungry, dog.
Man, I'm hungry too right now. Maybe we can follow the CEO. Who knows what he has in his car right now.
But you know what I'm more hungry for?
Yeah.
Is that success, dog.
That success, yeah.
Dog.
Follow, group yourself with the right type of people and it might just be you, right?
And roll squad deep, always.
Squad deep. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been absolutely fantastic. We'll catch you on the flip side. Of course, we'll also be active on social media.
Yeah.
Hashtag YLS2016 for the Young Leader Seminar happening.
We'll see you there, man.
On Friday. We'll see you there.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You very much. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.